Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
When I received an invitation to a retirement celebration for Dr. Jim Bryan the other day, I remembered how much the lead character in Alan Gerganus's new novella, Decoy, had reminded me of Dr. Bryan. Both Bryan and Dr. Maron Roper, the lead fictional character in Gerganus's story, went north to medical school after college at Davidson. Both were brilliant and could have made successful medical specialists or researchers. But both of them chose to come back to North Carolina, where their careful attention to their patients earned them the devotion of the countless people they served. Both took pleasure in knowing their patients and giving them medical advice that was both informed and understandable by their patients. For instance, Gerganus's Dr. Roper's patient, Red, and his son both had serious heart conditions. And this is the advice that Roper gave to father and son, according to Gerganus. Here's what he said. "No perfect solution yet, Red. If I were you two, I'd pop niacin pills, about like chewing M&Ms. There is this new product called MER-29, but I don't like the side effects on pigs and rabbits. Cataracts the size of grapes. Those spoiled your developing golf game for sure. Nope, you boys' ticket is regular exercise, but avoid Olympic trials. Red, got me? Cigarettes? Even being near others, deadly. Oh, and Red, I saw you having your way with the club's fried chicken. That's out now. You hear? You'll want more greens." Now that sound understandable advice coming from a doctor who knew and cared about his patients. And I thought that could have been Jim Bryan. Now, both these doctors found facing retirement to be a difficult challenge, but their responses have been very different. Roper simply closed his office and took up a hobby as carving duck decoys. On the other hand, Jim Bryan, when it came time to retire 15 or 20 years ago, decided to keep on doing what he loved, caring for patients, teaching medical students, and mentoring new doctors. He summed it up, "I believe my patients are my responsibility. They need a generalist to follow them through life, and that's me. Having a primary care champion is the best medicine." In connection with his retirement, the medical school has invited all patients, students, and friends of Bryan to a reception in his honor next Friday at 5:30 at the Hill Alumni Center. Bryan's been an active supporter of hospice in North Carolina, and he was a founder of that organization in the early 1970s. So the medical school has established a fund in his honor to help finance the construction of a new UNC hospice inpatient facility in Chatham County. That's great. But now, how will Dr. Bryan face retirement now that it really has come next month? And it won't be by carving decoys like Gerganus's doctor. No, Bryan is not ready to give up his patient-centered life yet. And he signed up as a volunteer physician at Durham Samaritan Health Center, which provides a medical clinic for the uninsured. Well, a perfect ending for Bryan is a new beginning. This is D.G. Martin.